Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. So over the years, we've developed really good relationships with local restaurants, and especially through George Mayhew, who's been on the show for 25 years now, food and wine editor at St. Louis Magazine. And I've not been to Peacemaker yet. Everyone, it's sort of like, have you seen Breaking Bad? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? It's like, have you been to Peacemaker? Have you been to Peacemaker? And I want to lie and be like, oh my God, it's my favorite place. Shut up. Quit asking me. But I have not. And Chef Heather Barkley is here today in studio and brought us the most beautiful, I'm going to show it to the cameras here, lobster rolls with chips, and I've been snacking on it, and it's indescribably, gorgeously beautiful, like only a lobster roll can be. So, Chef, great to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Definitely. Excited to bring this in here. Definitely excited to, I brought it in our cardboard boats, which may seem not similar to the normal Peacemaker, but we have an over 200-person patio, and I want to show how pretty it can look still in a cardboard boat.
It's gorgeous. It really is. There are few things to me as decadent as a lobster roll, right?
Truly, truly.
I mean, it's like...
And I've eaten a lot of them.
One of the most expensive, decadent foods you can have on a roll with chips. Like, there's so many things going on at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah, our lobster, I mean, our Benton Park location's our commissary. They have the huge warehouse. They do everything the exact same way every single time. The consistency is so important for our airport location, us. It all comes out from the same people who make this lobster every single week. And that's why every time you come in and get that main roll, that's exactly what it's going to look like. Yeah. And that's exactly how it's going to taste.
So walk me through your career. I know you started at McDonald's. I love that. And yeah, you've been doing it for 20 years now.
I did. I was the drive-thru queen.
Love it.
I really was. I'd be like in the back and they'd order something and I already had the total all ready for them.
That's great.
Moved my way up. I did Jack in the Box. I did Bread Company. I did Applebee's. I was a Bristol Seafood Grill for a majority of my career. Yeah, I did 8-9 years there, worked at their Jay Gilbert's location, which is a sister company. Mm-hmm. Love that job. And my grandpa got me into seafood. I ate it in California. I've eaten it everywhere. Besides raw oysters, I will eat anything seafood.
Same.
So I knew that was my love. That was what I was going to do forever. I was going to handle fish. And so I did some fine dining in between, and then I walked into the Benton Park location, slid them my resume at the exact time that John Messbarger and Kevin Ashen were in the building. 30 minutes later, I got handed all the other paperwork, got offered the Kirkwood location, and I couldn't turn it down. Hired my own sous chefs. I had Olivia. She is the chef over at the airport location in Terminal 2, Gate 6, on Southwest, by the way.
Nice.
Got to work with her. She taught me so much. She had a lot of a history in Peacemaker, so she taught me things. We just blended our forces together, and then she opened that location. I've got Cookie, my sous chef now, who is fantastic. I took her from the Fountain on Locust. Shout out, also a fantastic place to go to. And I mean, we're rocking it.
That's cool.
We have a beautiful patio, by the way. Like, I cannot go on and on. Bring your dogs. We have dog bowls. We have a dog. water fountain for you to have your dogs get their cold, fresh water. Like, our patio is fantastic.
That's so cool.
At night, during the day, and I'm upset that you haven't been there.
Yeah.
So I'll see you soon.
Yes, you will. I
work
promise.
About 50 hours a week, so you have no excuse.
I don't ask what night you're there.
You just walk in and say, Heather, I'm here finally, and then I will shoot some stuff your way, sir.
Well, as I was humble bragging, I did a few years at Mr. Donut. And so I'm conversant in fine dining, but yeah. It seems to me, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that seafood would be like the Navy SEALs of chefs. Like, that's gutsy.
It is. You have to be totally aware of everything. Like, when I was working for Bristol, I actually I skinned fish. So there's so many, like, you touch it, you feel it, you know, where the bones are, the vessels, every single little piece of it. But I don't butcher. Like, I don't do beef or pork and things like that. I'm not good at breaking down a chicken. I had to YouTube when we got full turkeys in for brunch once. And I was, okay, sure, YouTube guy. But fish, I can do those portions on point. I have handled some beautiful seafood from across the world, fresh, sent in to me. And it's the same way like our live lobsters, like fresh and right there for you.
Probably hurts you to have bad seafood. To go somewhere and be like, ugh.
Well, and that's the thing about working in the industry, too, is that you start judging the moment you walk in the door.
Yeah.
You do. Like, I mean, I start, servers are at 25% tip with me. I know how these people do it. And so after that, it's like, did you sear your scallop correctly? Because I could sear a mean scallop. And like, you know, and so on. Did you pair the right sauce? Did you do this? And I mean, there are a lot of restaurants in St. Louis that could pull it off.
Yeah. Good.
Chef, you've already referenced, you know, some other restaurants in the St. Louis area that you want to give a shout out to. Talk a little bit about just like the restaurant community in St. Louis. I feel like the different people in the industry I've talked to have just pointed out like this is a special place where there's a lot of support.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing, too, is like Kevin Nashen was the perfect person for me at the exact moment that I felt like, you know, what the heck am I going to do right now? And I met Kevin, and he's one of those guys. Like, he was an executive chef of Sydney Street. He bought the location. He has Peacemaker in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He has a Mexican restaurant called La Tertulia. Like, and with him, it's like you learn that spider web so quickly. Like, I've met so many people, and I, like, my husband works at the Dogwood catering in the Grove, and like, networking it's part of your job description. You can't function through this without being like, well, actually, this restaurant had a really good special on this, and let's see how they did that. And like, that's how when you need people. When we started, Chef Max, who's friends with Kevin Nashen, he supplied most of my staff. Most of my staff came from that guy. Like, he literally sent in like 10 people, and then I interviewed, did the thing, and I hired all 10 of them. So it's like those are those moments where it's like you're down a sous chef, or that you have an event. Like, an event really wants to buy out your location. You're going to serve 200 plus people. You don't have the hands for 200 plus people all of a sudden. You call up your buddy, your chef over here, your chef over there, and next thing you know, you've got four sets of hands. I've been hands at catering. I'm not a catering chef. I am a fast-paced, get your butt kicked and go sit on the milk crate and relax with that quart of water kind of chef. But my husband, he is a catering chef. So when he called for me to be at a 500-person party and come be hands, I was like, heck yeah, let's do something different for a second.
Fun.
And that's what makes it so exciting is you get to touch things and do things and make dishes you've never made before, mm-hmm. all because of networking. Like, don't go hide when you work in a restaurant. Talk to everybody.
I have such a vision of you and your husband right now. You're like flambeing things at home.
We are so cool. We've been together 10 years. We just got married in 23.
Congrats.
And we are awesome. And everyone assumes like, oh, what kind of dishes you make when you're home? I have an air fryer.
Those are magic, aren't they?
They are.
They're magic.
On my wedding, I wanted an air fryer on my, you know, the list of gifts.
Registry.
Yeah, registry. And I got one. It's big and it's great. And it makes some bomb mini corn dogs and chicken nuggets.
Yeah, man.
But when we actually like put our head down, like we've got friends over, we're hanging out with people, like we went camping this last weekend and he was making stir fry on that black flat top.
Yeah, yeah, flat.
And yeah, going ham. And I'm just sitting here like, I would have done King's Hawaiian bread with turkey and cheese and mayonnaise.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are the like the special challenges about lobster in particular? Like I've attempted it a couple times, grilled it, drowned it in butter, you know, because butter absolves all sins.
Clarified is fantastic.
Like,
yes.
What are the real challenges to get it right?
Separating the whole thing. Like, if you want to set yourself up this big, you know, 1.5-2 pound lobster in front of you and look like, you know, something and cut that tail and whatnot, sure, yeah, that's fine. But something is always going to be tougher than the other parts. Okay. Now, that tail, that's beefy. That's a beefy chunk of meat right there. But the like claws has got a hard shell to go through that's harder than what the tail is. The tail has a soft bottom. So right before we cook them, we rip it all apart, the whole thing. And those lobster bodies, that center part with the head, it still gets used. It makes an amazing lobster cream sauce that goes in the lobster bisque at our Benton Park location. I mean, it has, we can make a seafood stock with it. There's so many things you can do. I mean, I literally handed bodies over to my husband's job so they could make a seafood stock. Because, like, how are you going to get your hands on bodies? Those things go bad quick.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all about timing. Everything's cooked differently. You can't just throw a whole lobster in it and expect that your claws are going to be just as perfectly cooked as that tail is.
What is your dish at Peacemaker that's sort of your unsung hero? Like, you know, not everyone's getting this, but this is the bomb.
I would honestly say our chicken salad roll. It's like, you look down the rolls and you're going, Connecticut, Maine, crab. Okay, that's where it ends. No. I have things for everybody. We blended with Four Hands Brewery. So blending with them got me the opportunity to sort of open my mind to like, okay, outside of what Peacemaker has to offer, let's blend all those people who are coming here for beer. Let's put on the smash burger. Let's get some Tabasco brined wings in here, tossed in our house-made Cajun seasoning, our house-made buffalo sauce. Let's bread pickles. It's evil, but they're delicious because there are house-made sweet and spicy pickles. And then my favorite, which is my addition to the menu, is got to be my chicken salad roll. It's just something about this. So we get all of our chicken, all of our ground beef local. Most of our breads are local too, from Companion. Mm-hmm. So like our pretzels that goes with our citywide stout beer cheese, the smoked whitefish dip, but this chicken salad. It's so freaking yummy. I eat it with everything. Are those chips that you're eating?
Yeah.
I just eat it with the chicken salad. So it goes on Companion's brioche roll, just like the rest of the rolls. And I cooked the chicken up to temp in a Tabasco brine.
Yeah.
Tabasco brine's also what like our shrimp po' boy sits in, things like that. Cook that, and then we cool it down immediately, shred it up, and it gets mixed with our house-made mayonnaise, Old Bay seasoning, celery, a little bit of shallots in there, topped with chives and sunflower seeds. And it is so freaking good.
Mm.
There's something about all of those, because the Tabasco vine is created for a shrimp, but Old Bay has that citrus flavor in it. So if you put those two together, you want citrus. Most people love to squeeze lemon on top of all their stuff. And you put that all, but you make it as a chicken salad.
Weird question, asking for a friend. Have you and your husband ever considered having a 60-year-old man move in?
No, but we do have a really awesome grill in the back and a big backyard and some lovely dogs and cats.
You won't even notice me.
We will gladly cook for you.
Love it.
You can bring us both in here. We'll bring you food.
Let's do it. That is Chef Heather from Peacemaker. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Some
remain. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. You want to do some DGS happy hour?
Sure.
This is a new segment where we just kind of throw out interesting stuff as if we're at a happy hour. Janelle's with us. She'll be back with us tomorrow. Did you try the lobster yet?
I did not.
You're making me crazy.
What?
It's just sitting there beautifully.
Yes, it is. I had to take a picture of it. About to
Andrew,
throw
you
it
go
at
first?
You.
I already ate mine.
No, for the happy
for
hour.
The DJ, for the segment on our radio show.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about lobster.
Andrew's like, I had my lobster, so I'm going home.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I was like, I already ate the lobster.
I think my work here is done. I'll see you guys in the next lifetime.
Yeah. Whatever my position is here, I'm doing it poorly. Like, I ask Andrew on the air, you want to go first? He's like, oh, I've already had my lobster. Thank you.
I had my lobster. I'm good. Thank you.
Just making a joke. Nobody knew what you were talking about.
No, I knew what you were talking about. So I keep getting, you guys know what sovereign citizens are?
Yes.
I keep getting sovereign.
The most annoying of all citizens?
Yes. I keep getting sovereign citizen videos. I'm bringing this up specifically because I bet we have some sovereign citizens in our,
oh,
in
you
our
know
listeners.
It. Yeah.
Because some of our listeners are kind of weirdos. God love you. And so I bet there's some sovereign citizens mixed in there. It's so good. They're like my favorite thing. I get them pretty sparingly, but it's been going a little heavier the last couple of weeks, and I just love them so much.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, sovereign citizen guys are...
people who live to get pulled over.
Yes, people who fantasize all day and night about getting pulled over and then run through red stop signs and red lights until eventually they get pulled over. And then when they do, they insist to the police that they are... they think they found some kind of loophole in the law that they saw online that's like, you cannot be a citizen of the United States unless if you're here, unless you want to be, and you can be your own sovereign ruler of your own nation of Davetopia.
Nice.
If you want to be. And therefore the laws,
to it.
Therefore the laws do not apply to you and you cannot be prosecuted by anything. And another great one is when you get like a ticket or whatever, the case is typically the state of, you know, Missouri or Illinois or whatever versus Dave Glover. And so if Dave Glover claims, you know, the state is not a person, therefore cannot be harmed by my
I wonder if the crimes. Cops love it when they run into one of these people. Or if they're just like, oh, I just want to let you go. I don't want to deal with this at all.
I think it, based on the videos that I see, and some of them are from the perspective of the police, like court, you know, videos and stuff. It's a lot of like, it's just exasperation. You get it out of the judges too. It's just going, look, I get it. I've heard of this. I'm aware of what this is. Everyone is.
Yeah.
But it's just not how it works. And then they go, well, we'll prove how it doesn't work like that. And then they do. And then the guy goes, well, no, I still think, no, because I'm not under contract with the state. And it's like, no, that just means you don't have a license, which means you can't drive in America without one. And it's, I feel bad for them. It's so exasperating to watch.
Okay, Andrew's going to get the only happy hour today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But of all these friends and I will lose my mind if you won't see me.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 334. Dave Murray time. Dave joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Transitional day. We're almost there.
Yep. We're almost there. The stuff that was mainly to our north, a couple of it sneaked in as far as thunderstorms this morning, late morning, early afternoon. That set up a boundary. And that boundary is primarily to our south, Farmington down through Rolla and points south. There's a couple of stray little showers here and there. There are some more thunderstorms between Quincy and Hannibal over to Springfield. That's the front that's dropping in. So, yes, some scattered showers, a couple of thunderstorms around this evening, nothing widespread. I don't think we see anything severe at this point, unless you're south of Farmington. You could see some severe weather there. But we're starting to cool off slowly. The humidity will take a little while to get out, but we should eventually get down to 71 overnight tonight. That should feel pretty good. That's almost 10 degrees cooler. Tomorrow is still a bit of an unsettled day as the cooler air takes over, a mix of clouds and sunshine. There will be some scattered showers around on Thursday, but 82 for the high. Humidity still has to drop off a little bit on Thursday. It's not going to be like it's been the last 9 days or so. Thursday night, partly to mostly cloudy, 64. Friday is a top 10 day. Sunshine, wonderful, low humidity, 79 for the high. 62 and clear Friday night. First weekend of August, spectacular. Saturday, sunny, 70s to near 80. Sunday, sunny and 82 degrees. We've had, and we will have had, 18 days of 90-plus weather in July. No records broken. Humidity has been extreme. It's in my book, I know a lot of people go, oh, this has been terrible. It's kind of a run-of-the-mill heat wave for St. Louis.
Yeah, when you're in it, of course, like in October, if someone said like, wow, how about the summer? I'd be like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but
right,
when you're in it, it kind of feels that way.
Right.
Dave, for purposes of me being gone next week and leaving the house open or not open, blah, 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 are we going to have pretty nice weather all week next week?
No, I think the heat starts to come back. It will be nice Monday, Tuesday. Starts to come back Wednesday, and I think we have a shot of 95 plus come the end of next week.
Okay, fair enough.
So kind of keep that in mind. And if you're going to leave your house open, what's your address again?
No, you know the address. Don't act like you haven't been there. Headlines Rage?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded struck off of Russia's sparsely populated Far East early Wednesday. I was watching coverage of this last night, sending tsunami waves into Japan, Hawaii, and the U.S. West Coast. Several people were injured, but none were injured gravely, and there was no major damage reported so far.
8.8 on the Richter scale. Sixth largest earthquake, I think, ever
in
the world.
Yeah. So I guess it hit the right place.
Yeah. Hawaii did get some pretty impressive stuff. A couple of harbors, all the water got pulled out of it, and then the wave came in, which is kind of what tsunamis do.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot along the West Coast, but advisories were up all last night.
Vince McMahon, the former head of the WWE, is facing legal trouble after being involved in a car crash in Connecticut. The incident resulted in significant damage to his Bentley and led to a misdemeanor charge for reckless driving. He's scheduled to appear in court on August 26th. To address the charges related to the crash.
I hate it when my Bentley gets dented.
Yes.
I know, right?
How troubling. It seems to be one of the few equalizers in life. Like when rich people get in auto accidents, they're still in an auto accident and they're still responsible and the police still come and, you know.
Yeah. It always blows my mind when a rich person, I don't know if this had anything to do with alcohol. The story didn't say. But it always blows my mind when you're rich and you're getting a DUI, like, you couldn't have just Ubered. You have the money to do it. That's the barrier for most people who don't take an Uber. Is like, oh, I don't want to spend $50.
Yeah,
or have a driver.
Right,
have a driver for your Bentley.
Yeah, long time ago when I first bought the house in Darden Prairie, and it's when Bulger and I first started hanging out, and he showed up to my housewarming party in a limo, and I was giving him crap for it, and he was like, "Hey, look, like, if I get a DUI." I literally lose millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars, and this is going to cost me $500. And I remember I was kind of chastened. I was like, well, yeah, that does make a whole lot of sense. So, yeah, at this point, I don't think anyone has any excuse for drunk driving, but certainly not people with money. F you. That's crazy.
Jimmy Hoffa's family is calling on President Trump to release FBI files that could finally solve the mystery.
I mean, now's the time to do it.
His disappearance.
Jeez.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah. This is the release of all. Now, like I said the other day, I'm becoming convinced we don't have aliens or Bigfoot because I'm pretty sure Trump would have trotted him out here by now. He'd have had a press conference in the new golden Oval Office with Bigfoot and an alien.
Oh, there's still Bigfoot. We know that. Bigfoot's out there.
In my heart, I do.
Yeah.
Last night, we were talking about just like sound bites and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I don't use that many sound bites on the show, but there is one that I use all the time because, you know, Dave loves Bigfoot. And Kurt was like, does he love Bigfoot the cryptid or Bigfoot the monster truck? And I was like, the real Bigfoot, the cryptid. And I described this sound to him.
David. David.
It must have been a strange dinner conversation.
No, he thought it was kind of the funniest thing ever that that was what the Bigfoot said.
Yeah.
David. I was like, so there's a podcast. It's called the Sasquatch Chronicles. There's hundreds of episodes.
I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yeah. Even households earning $150,000 a year are struggling with credit card and car payments. Delinquencies are more than doubling for those households since 2023. This is due to factors like a weaker job market for white-collar workers, higher housing costs, and these people are just facing financial challenges. The rise in delinquencies has accelerated faster for high-income households and signaling it could be a potential economic downturn because wealthier Americans account for a significant portion of consumer spending. Something to keep an eye on. Starbucks is getting rid of their pickup-only shops, saying they lack warmth. They've been around for about 6 years where you could just put in an order on the mobile app and go pick up the coffee. There's really nowhere to sit and chill. It's just a pickup-only situation. CEO Brian Nickel aims to restore the coffee house vibe by introducing a new small-format store with 10 seats. So
is that the story I saw today that hundreds of Starbucks locations were closing? That's the story?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. That's a little different because I took that headline to mean Starbucks is sucking and they're closing everything down, but they're actually, it's to build it better.
They're revamping.
Yeah.
So it's no longer a pickup. Now they're encouraging you to stay and sit down.
Yeah, you can still do the mobile orders. They're just getting rid of the stores that were only the mobile orders.
Yeah.
Calling all singles, Netflix's Love is Blind is casting right here in St. Louis. Are you guys familiar with the Netflix show Love is Blind?
Enlighten me.
So basically, you date through, it's called the pods, and you go into a room where you can't see the other person, but it's as if you're having a phone conversation, and you get to know each other without having any idea what you look like. They do typically propose before seeing each other for the first time. And then after
and is
the
everyone
engagement,
hot?
Yeah, there's got to be some uggos in there, right?
There's a couple of times where people are like, you can tell they're unhappy with the looks of the person that they've ended up with. And that creates some drama.
Good.
I mean, it's an entertaining show for sure.
Are they allowed? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are they allowed to back out? Like unproposed?
No, you have
to
get
legally,
married.
No, legally, they actually...
You're bound.
There's a firing squad that if you don't...
Wow.
No, yeah, you can back out.
But how do you come back from that as the person being backed out of if somebody proposes to you and you're like, this is the best day of my life, I found love, and then they see you and they go, second thought.
Well, they
let
don't
me take it back.
They don't do it that quickly. So I have seen quite a few seasons of the show. So they will get engaged, then they meet. They meet in like this special room and it's like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Then they go on vacation. Everybody goes on a vacation and then they move into apartments in the city they all live in and live a couple of weeks dating that way. Then there's a wedding where they decide at the wedding if they will say yes. Yes, it's very silly. No, it doesn't say much about like the sanctity of marriage. I mean, it kind of makes marriage into a little bit of a joke.
So
it
makes
marriage into like a job. Like, I can't believe how structured by Netflix this
when
is.
When they see each other for the first time, is it pretty obvious?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times where it's like, oh yeah, she's unhappy with the way he
the
looks
face,
or
like,
vice
totally
versa.
Falls.
Okay, I'm being totally honest, real here.
Uh-huh.
How ugly do they get?
Oh, I mean, not very. They're still being casted on television.
Right. It would be a much better show. I agree with Andrew. If you had some of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Some real nasty looking freaks in there.
Yeah.
And then, like, to the point where the person does, as soon as they see them, be like,
no.
Oh, I was actually.
No,
this is.
No.
You just immediately throw up.
Look, I can deal with a lot, but not. No, not that.
Anyway, they're casting here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So if
we
you're
should
single,
go, Andrew.
If you're looking for love, if you're discouraged by the dating market, maybe you could get yourself into some love.
I should get my wig back.
No, I'll walk in and they'll be like, look, we still are supposed to put you on TV.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Camo X. Happy Wednesday. Happy birthday to Rachel and to Ricky Horton.
Thanks, Dave.
You are welcome. Chick-fil-A tonight?
I think so. Sounds good.
Birthday dinners are fun.
Well, yeah, because I just want something light. I want something tasty. I want something convenient.
Chick-fil-A. There you go.
I like the market salad, and I get it with nuggets instead of the grilled.
Is this similar to the little crunchy kale salad?
Not. It's like a sweeter salad like that, but it's not like the kale. It's got berries and
like
apples
that.
And like a apple fiber. Cider
vinaigrette. I like fiber on my lettuce.
Yes.
I just like it on my ice cream.
Nice and fibrous.
Megan will get the crunchy kale salad and put the grilled nuggets in it. Mm-hmm. And she says it's like the best. I wouldn't know. But she says it's like the best thing.
According to her.
Yeah, according to her, it's the best thing.
We just had a funny thing happen. And to make this funny, I have to call Andrew out. I don't know if you know you're like this, but you have this adorable thing you do that when something's going on that you like, you take ownership of it.
Yeah.
Like when we're in meetings with Steve, I'll say like, hey, it's my 25th anniversary. We should do DGS Live. And you'll be like, yes, 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 yes. And you're going to be in it. And you're going to be in it. And you're going to be in it. And like he really takes ownership
Good.
Of it, right? So when I walked in from my little walkabout on the break, he was teaching Janelle how to eat a sandwich.
And I appreciated all your tips. Thank you.
You did say something
this
thing's kind of tough to eat when you, and I was
that's more opening than he needs.
Yes, that is far more, because I was going to do it anyway. I was like, if you take all the big chunks off and then you add them in little by little in between the sandwich and put them between the bread, it becomes like a sandwich could be.
And did I shoot you down?
No. You said, I mean, you haven't done it yet, but you know, you did seem appreciative.
I was proud of Andrew, though, because he called himself out. He was like, yeah, as if he couldn't have figured that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I broke.
He realized he was doing
the fourth wall.
I was like, okay, I guess I did just tell you how to make and eat a sandwich.
You love food, right? I mean, you
that
are a
correct.
Food lover.
That
so for you to get excited and like want to share your passion with like making sure that I get the appropriate bite and how to just really maximize the flavor of the sandwich.
Nothing I am more passionate about than a sandwich.
So I was like, all right, maybe he's got a secret. I don't know. I'm okay.
I almost gave yours away.
Yeah, thank you for
laying there. I thought
chicken. Well, I left it laying there because I was like, I don't want to be like, look, I'll just keep it real. When you look like me, you got to not be so grabby about the food because that perpetuates some unpleasant stereotypes, right?
Sure.
So I was like,
which you got screwed on during Sandwichgate,
precisely, yeah. And that's what I'm talking about with those stereotypes. So I was like, I'm just gonna let it lie for a few minutes, and you know, if it's meant to be, it will come back to me. And it did, very graciously. You walked it in and you were like, did you not want this? And I'm like, no, I want it so bad.
Because not everyone loves lobster. So yeah. I thought maybe you...
I love seafood.
...were respectfully declining.
I have gotten very into seafood in like my late 20s and 30s. I didn't really used to be... I would like avoid fish for fear of it being too fishy or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have learned that like good seafood is about as good as it gets with food.
Yeah.
It really is.
Both of my kids went to, is it Sado? Sado. Both my kids went there. I did not.
That place is good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Naturally.
My 30-year-old went with his girlfriend, and it, you know, took him a few weeks to get in, and we were all having dinner together, and Phoebe was there with her boyfriend, Jacob. They're both 20. And she's like, oh, we should go tomorrow. And I was like, tisk, tisk. How little you know about the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to them later, and they're like, yeah, we went there. Wow. Yeah, like, really. Just
good friggin' luck. You're about to learn the worst lesson of your life.
I just said last name Glover, and they just gave me a table.
Everyone hop two.
We shall go to Peacemaker together.
It'd be fun.
Sure.
It'd be very
there's
fun.
One in the there's one in the airport that I was very surprised
Chef
by.
Chef was saying.
And we thought about going there when we were on the way to my brother's wedding, but we got a little spooked because it seemed like a lot before you take a flight to like eat a bunch of
fish. Lobster roll doesn't seem like that.
Because I was going to get like the clam chowder, and it's like, I probably shouldn't eat a bunch of clam chowder.
Before you're in a nice tin can
you
full of
not
people.
Do that.
Yeah, with my history. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.